Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing a hypnosis and NLP technique that is referred to as parts therapy. You'll also have the opportunity to experience an NLP technique that is designed to reduce inner conflict by working with the different parts of self. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Be sure to visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the website, you'll find a variety of blog posts, all past episodes of the podcast, and my store, which has hypnosis programs that can assist you with a variety of problems, issues, and concerns. Parts therapy is a very effective protocol that is used with hypnosis that assists people in understanding all of the various parts of self that are causing the problem, the issue, or the concern. I employ parts therapy in almost every client case because of its effectiveness. Parts therapy is about recognizing that we are made up of many different parts, or part states. Each of these parts has its own characteristics, feelings, behaviors, and motives. Like a jigsaw puzzle, we can take out a piece at a time, change it, and put it back into place without disturbing or disrupting anything else. This allows for each part to be regulated, giving the client more control over the timing of the healing process. Parts work is particularly useful in habit change, phobias, traumas, and pain management. Because each of these parts has its own characteristics, feelings, behaviors, and motives, this can lead to inner conflict. We've all experienced inner conflict at one point of time or another between our inner parts. In my life, I experience inner conflict when I get home from work, I've had a really long day, and there's a part of me that just wants to lie down on the couch and watch television. Yet there's another part of me that really wants to go to the gym because it knows that going to the gym is healthy and it's going to give me energy and it's going to allow me to de-stress. In my case, each of these parts has its own characteristics, feelings, behaviors, and motives. The part that wants to lie down on the couch and watch television, it wants instant gratification. It wants to feel good right now and to just relax. The part of me that wants to go to the gym is after long-term gratification. It wants health and well-being for me. I apply the principles of parts therapy to this process. Understanding the intrinsic value of each part, what it's trying to get by acting and behaving in the way that it does. I'm able to thank each part for the value that it's trying to provide me, and then I'm able to choose more consciously whether I want to go to the gym or whether I want to have an evening where I relax. But this is a complete and total conscious process for me. People often experience the same inner conflict around food, where there's a part of them that knows that they're full, and yet there's a part of them that wants to continue eating. Or even with individuals who smoke, knowing that smoking is unhealthy, yet there's that part of them that just doesn't want to stop smoking. Until we become conscious of all of our unconscious or subconscious parts, then they will continue to behave in the way that they have been. And at a subconscious level, these parts believe that they are benefiting you in some way. The goal of parts therapy is essentially to create greater inner balance and integration between these different parts of self. It's about bringing these unconscious parts to a conscious level of awareness, beginning to negotiate with these parts, and coming up with alternate patterns of behavior. In today's exercise, you're going to have the opportunity to experience a parts therapy process that assists with overcoming inner conflict. So if you so choose and you'd like to participate in this session, take a moment and think of something that causes you inner conflict. Maybe there's a part of you that really wants to go to the gym or eat healthy or stop smoking, but there's a part of you that continues to engage in the behavior that you want to stop. Or maybe there's a part of you that wants to find a new job or a new career, and yet there's a part of you that is perfectly happy staying where you are. Do you have something that causes inner conflict? Good. Then let's begin. Find a place where you can relax and let go for these next few moments. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, begin to focus on your breathing. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in, and feeling the warmth as you breathe out. The coolness as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. And just allow every breath that you take to move you further and deeper into relaxation. Nothing bothers you. Nothing disturbs you. Just following your breath. The in-breath and the out-breath. And just begin to allow all of the muscles in your body to become soft and relaxed. Mentally examining your body for any areas of tension. And just allow those areas of tension to dissolve and dissipate. The deeper that you allow yourself to move into relaxation, the better that you'll feel. And the better that you'll feel, the deeper that you'll go. Bring your awareness to your eyelids for a moment. And just notice the quality of relaxation in your eyelids. Is it possible for you to relax all of the muscles in and around your eyes so that they become so heavy, so comfortable, and so tired that it simply feels as though it would be impossible for you to open them? And I wonder if it's possible to allow that quality of relaxation, that same feeling of relaxation in your eyelids, just allowing that feeling to flow through every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your being, from the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Every part of you relaxing completely now. Good. And if any part of you is not completely and totally relaxed, just do whatever you need to do. If you need to move your body in any way, you can do so now. You can make any necessary mental or physical adjustments now that will help you to relax even more. That's right. And to help you move further into relaxation, I'm going to count from 1 to 20. With every number, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed. more and more at ease. The higher the number, the more deeply relaxed you will become. The more deeply relaxed, the higher the number. 1, 2, 3, relaxing more and more. 4, 5, letting go. 6, 7, 8, deeper and deeper relaxed. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Fully relaxed, feeling safe, feeling secure, and feeling very good now. There's something that you desire to change. There's a part of you that wants to change. And there is a part of you that has been in conflict with this part. And this is the part that resists change. In just a moment from now, we're going to begin working with these different parts of self, enabling you to create more harmony between these parts so that you can move forwards. Begin by taking your right hand and placing it palm up. And in this hand, imagine that there is the part of you that wants to change. Just see what this part of you looks like. What sort of image it takes on. Perhaps you can notice if it has a sound or a voice. But just notice what you notice. Become aware of how valuable this part is to you. Becoming aware of all of the positive outcomes and functions that this part wants to achieve. Allow yourself to become aware of what its positive function is. You can allow yourself to become aware of all of these things in some safe way. So just take a few moments of time, go into your mind wherever you have to go, to become aware of this part that wants to change. I'll join back with you in just a moment. Good. Thank that part. Thank it for all of the hard work that it does and its positive intent. Now, let's take the left hand and place your left hand palm up. And in the left hand, imagine the part that resists change. That's right. Oftentimes, the part that resists change does so because it perceives that there is some benefit in staying where it is. So take a moment and really tune into this part. Understand the benefit of this resistance. Just taking a few moments of time and going into your own subconscious mind, wherever you have to go, to become aware of the part of you that in the past has been responsible for resisting change. And I don't know exactly how you'll experience this part of you. It can be any kind of a visual image at all, or feeling, or color. You may experience this inner part of you as an auditory experience, a voice, or sound. Take a moment and let that part of you that was responsible for the resistance in the past, letting it know that you very much respect it. This is obviously a very powerful part of you. And in its own time and in its own way, by working with it today, this part that has been responsible for the resistance can change when it's ready to do so. I would like to suggest that in some kind of way, the resistance to change has had benefits or payoffs for you in the past. I understand that the actual experience of the conflict or resistance has caused undesired consequences, but I'm suggesting that you now reframe your understanding to realize that the intention of this part has been to help you or to benefit you. Take a few moments of time, go into your mind, and become aware of the benefits or the payoffs that resisting change has been for you. Has the resistance helped you to get something that you desired or wanted? Has it helped you to avoid something that would be uncomfortable? Just become aware of how the resistance has helped you. Now, keeping that benefit of the resistance in mind, I would like to suggest that available to you are alternative patterns of behavior, experiencing, or perception that can provide whatever benefits the resisting provided you with in the past, but these new patterns of behavior would be healthier and even more satisfying for you. So take a few moments of time and go into your inner mind. Tap into your creative resources and allow your mind to generate for you alternative patterns of behavior. That's right. that can give you these benefits and be healthier for you. And when you have that newly constructed alternative pattern of behavior, the next step is to do an ecological check. We're going to check to make sure that these new alternatives sound and feel all right with you. So go out into the future now. Going out into the future and imagining yourself in future times and places, using this new habit or behavior, this new approach. And notice what that looks like and sounds like and feels like, making it as real as you can in your mind. Good. Now, bring this positive image back to the present moment and thank this part. Thank this part for all of its hard work, knowing now that you have available to you new alternative patterns of behavior. Now we can look at the two parts that are before you. Perceiving in front of you, in each of your hands, these two parts. I wonder now if you could have these two parts turn to face one another, so that each part could begin understanding and appreciating the value of the other part. And I wonder if it's possible for you to imagine these two parts beginning to work together now, working together for your highest benefit, your highest good. Remembering that each of these parts simply wishes to benefit you. And having tapped into your inner resources today, you've been able to work with the part that up to this point in time has been resisting change. And that part can begin to recognize all of the reasons for that resistance. And it can begin to implement the new alternative behaviors that you created for yourself. And this part can begin to move into alignment with the part of you that wants to change, so that these two parts begin to work together for your highest benefit and your highest good. I wonder if you could take a moment and go out into the future and see the outcome. See and sense and feel and experience the outcome. Perhaps even noticing specific times and places where you want this inner balance, this quality and capacity of inner balance to be fully at your disposal in the future. Just really making that as clear as you can in your mind. Now, take a deep breath in, bringing your awareness back to the present moment. Thanking all of these parts of you for this important work that you did here today. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I do, return to full waking consciousness and awareness. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, coming up. 3, 4, 5, 6, coming up now. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. Let's take a moment to appreciate the communication that has just taken place with these two parts, as well as with your subconscious mind. Thanking all parts of you for cooperating with you and allowing these beneficial changes to take place today. Over the course of the next week, practice using the new alternative patterns of behavior that your creative mind generated for you here today. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. And if you'd like to learn hypnosis so that you can help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.online. Take care and be well until next time.